Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if y'all can hear it in the pocket or not. You should. Under the ground instead of on top of the ground, and we just want to give you praise and thanks. Heavenly Father, right now we ask that you will bless the sick and the shut in. Touch them in the way that you see fit and see them stand in the need of. Also tonight, Father God, bless the Marie family, Father God, especially our sister Tennessee, which is in the lobby tonight. Father God, bless her and her husband, Willie Joe, and the loss of his brother, I think. And bless them as they travel toward Florida in the making, and may they have a safe trip there and back, Father God, and continue to keep that and lift it up in your hands, Father God. And then, Lord God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Then, Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to use this platform for Bible study in these 13, 14 years I've been. You've been allowing me to do just what your will said, Father God, and I tried to be true to the call, Father God. I tried to be true. Keep me strong. Give me more strength, Father God. Build me up where I'm throwing down. Not only myself, but everybody, Father God, that is out to do your will. And then, Lord, when we come down to the end of this journey, we ask that you will give us a home somewhere in your kingdom where we will live and rule and reign with you henceforth and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. My brothers and sisters, as I said, we don't have too much by the way of announcements as far as the local church is concerned, y'all, because all of you know that the local church is not what it used to be. And it's a long way from it ever since 2020, in March, when everything was closed up and COVID became rapid across the land and everything changed for the worse. Everything changed for the worse. So there are not too many announcements that I could sit here and give you, but I will just say this much as far as my home church and the churches that I am involved with. New Salem CME, we are back inside the sanctuary. Matter of fact, we are supposed to be having service on this Sunday coming up at 11 p.m. I mean 11 a.m. I got to get it right, y'all. Y'all that's bear with me here tonight. We will be having services. As far as I know, they will be having services at 11 a.m. And the pastor there is Reverend Ernell Wilber. Reverend Ernell Wilber, he's the pastor there. Good friend of mine, been knowing him years, all of us went to school together and everything. And a great congregation, a great, great congregation of people. I call them my home people as well. I consider myself to have two home churches, really. Them as well as my home church and a Yahweh Missionary Baptist Church. And we've been out of the sanctuary for the last three Sundays, and we are supposed to go back in on this Sunday as well. They'll be there. I will be at New Salem, though, at this time, but nevertheless, we're supposed to go back into the sanctuary. So y'all, let's keep everybody in prayer. Keep them lifted up that we might be able to do the will of God, and let us do it unafraid. Let us not be so fearful of this thing they call COVID. Do what you can do. Protect yourself. But don't fear COVID, y'all. Don't fear it. Do not give the devil no fear, because he'll ride with it. I'm telling you. Now, I did not get a song in mind, y'all, for tonight as a theme. But I can bring a song up in a minute. And the song that I'm going to bring to him that I'm going to make mention on tonight and make reference to is Hold to God, Unchanging Hand. That's the one I will make reference to tonight. Hold to God, Unchanging Hand. And then, my brothers and sisters, the meat and potatoes of this word tonight is going to come from scriptures. In other words, that Jesus made mention, we call the golden rule. We call the golden rule. In other words, said, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Let me say that again. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Not as they do unto you, but as you would have them to do unto you. Now, the reason why I needed to clarify that is because of the fact of this number one thing right here, folks. A lot of times, the way you treat people is rather the way they'll come back and return the favor. Let me say that again. Most of the time, the way you treat people, they rather would treat you in the same fashion. Because most of the time, when you do folk good, they'll give you their butt to kiss. That is what I posted on, and that raised a few eyebrows on Facebook earlier tonight. Because, and I meant every word I said, and I don't apologize for it. Oh, I do not apologize for it. When people start acting funny with you, and you know that you haven't done anything, let them go. I mean, really, let them go. And if y'all think that I'm making this up. I don't have a Bible in my hand, but I can tell you exactly where to go look. If you go to St. John, the 6th chapter, the 66th verse. If you go to St. John, the 6th chapter, the 66th verse, you will see where a lot of the people that followed Jesus, they stopped following Jesus and went their way and never followed him again. But if you keep reading, you don't see nowhere where Jesus ran behind them either. He let them win. Not only did he do that, he even looked at the 12 that he had picked. He looked at Peter, James, and John. He said, you want to go too? So in other words, this is the attitude, y'all, that we should have. And I got to admit, y'all, many men, I am just like that. I try to treat people the best I know how. And I would do what I can for you. But if you choose to want to make an enemy out of me, I can't stop that. That's on you. But now, let me explain something about that post. In other words, my grandmama raised me like this. Not only my grandmama, my great-grandmama also. That we were to never kiss up the folks. Let me say that again, because there's a lot of people feel that they got to kiss up the folks, especially when they, well, most people will kiss up to you when they want something from you. They know how to treat you when they want something from you, and they want you to do something or a certain thing. Then they know how to treat you then. Oh, they don't have any problem treating you good when it's something that they want from you or something they want you to do. They got an ulterior motive behind it. But see, Jesus said, just as I want to be treated, that's what I must do. But let me tell you something. If you've been knowing a person for X number of years, whatever that might be, and y'all been conversing back and forth, on the telephone, when you see each other at the church or in the streets or whatever. And y'all was always, you know, everything was good and, you know, you're friendly and just a great conversation. All of a sudden, this person, you meet them and they looking at you cross-eyed. They don't act like they don't want to talk and won't say nothing to you. They will really pass you on by. Well, there's something wrong with that picture now. You can see, even Ray Charles has shown Stevie Wonder that there's something wrong with that picture. Now, something done happened. Either somebody's mouth done been put on you, somebody done told a lie on you to that person to have them feeling antagonistic towards you, or something of that nature. Because people just don't change with you overnight like that. Unless it's something badly wrong. Now, this is how come, like I say, I put that post up on tonight. And matter of fact, Brother Harold, man, you can be a witness to this here. Now, me and Brother Harold, man, been knowing each other on this net for over 23 years. Go all the way back to 1998. All the way back to 1998. And we've been talking backwards and forwards. We had some moments in there, some time in there when we both, none of our fault that we got disconnected because I got sick for a long time and I wasn't able to touch base and everything. But he knew something was wrong because that was none of my nature. This is the way it is when you know people. If you call yourself know a person, see, that's the point. Let me, I don't want to get too fast, y'all. I want y'all to get this. If you know a person, you know they cap. And I'm one of my sisters on the network on Facebook named Louise Will. And I saw a post that she made the other day. And I knew exactly where she was coming from. When you sometimes people can get you out of your character. It is not your character to want to curse nobody out, y'all. I mean, you know, we are saints of God. We don't want to act that way. But let me tell you something. You forget we are human too. You just can't treat me any kind of way. And I expect for me to just bow down to you. You know, some people that treat you any kind of way. But not like I was making a point there with Brother Allen, man. We've been knowing each other ever since 98. And in two time period where we got separated there because of sickness and illness and whatnot. But no, other than that, here it is 2022. And we are yet connected to a degree. Talking on the net. We talk on Messenger, on Facebook Messenger. Almost on a day-by-day basis, we can contact each. If we don't talk on the voice and video, we text. But now, if all of a sudden, Brother Hammerman texts me, after all these years, Brother Hammerman texts me, and here I am, I don't even text him back. Well, he'll give me the benefit of a doubt, maybe once, maybe even twice. He'll give me the benefit of a doubt. He'll text again. Or perhaps maybe I wasn't at the computer that day. Or maybe my computer was broke down that day. He texted and sent me another message. And I still don't say nothing in response. Well, I don't start acting funny with him after all this time. This man is not crazy. We have been connected too long for that kind of stupidity. And he's going to know something is wrong. It may not be nothing good. But nevertheless, it's still something wrong. And I would know the same thing because there ain't nobody afraid. We got people that'll do just that. You, people that we think highly of. And we don't brag on them. We don't put them up and we just gave them all kind of accolades and stuff. Those same people to turn around and treat you like crap. Stop speaking to you. For no apparent reason, not a good one, especially if you haven't done anything to anybody, y'all, don't worry about it. Let me say that again. If you know that you have not done anything to a person to warrant them acting a fool with you, don't worry about it. But now, if you have done something, amen, you have done something to that person or individual, then it's up to you now to go to them and try to straighten it out. Ask for their forgiveness. If you done something to wrong them, the ball is in your court then. So ask them for forgiveness. And I'm going to say this, y'all. We got a lopsided idea of how we deal with each other. And I don't say this. Brother Hammerman is my witness. I done said this more times in a little bit. We got certain people that think we are grand, that we make grand entrances in church. We make grand entrances even on this social media. We come on and we just feel that everybody should just stop what they're doing and immediately just start recognizing and groveling over us because we done entered in the room. Honey, you think too much of yourself like that. You are the one entering. I done told y'all over and over that the right thing to do, if you are already on Twitter or if you already in Instagram, if you are already sitting there on Facebook, and then I enter the room and I come online and you are my contact, I see you when I come on. It is my place to say something to you, not you to try to start running over your feet to say something to me. I'm just coming on. You already was there. It is common sense and etiquette You look like a jackass when you do that. Then you think the people just supposed to grovel down to you. You are down. If you are down, it is my place to give you salutation if I'm just coming on. And it works the same way when I'm there. When you come on, you are supposed to greet me if you want, if you got any. That is what you will do. Now, people, every time somebody come on, they're not coming on there, you know, for various reasons. Sometimes people are caught up in what they're doing right at that time. Don't feel so bad just because people don't run over their computer to try to text you. But I'm just saying, this is the way the thing generally would work. You do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Why would you want to? You sat down, you thinking you're grand, you making grand. A lot of people do that in church. They wait and come 30 minutes late every Sunday to walk down center aisle because they want the attention on themselves. That's not the way to be, y'all. That's not the way to be. I would raise differently. And like I say, I try to treat people like I want. Like I want to be treated. That's the name of the game. That's the rule. That is the rule. But when we begin to think that we are so much better than others and start treating people any kind of way like that, this is the time for us to break out. In other words, if someone treating you that way, you ain't got to hate them, but you sure need to get you a longhandled spoon and feed that person out of that longhandled spoon until they come to their senses, and then you can go on from there. Because, see, Jesus didn't tell me I had to kiss nobody behind. He told me I had to love you, but I ain't got to kiss your butt to do that. In other words, cause like I said, because he didn't do that. Because if you read John 6:6-8, it shows you that Jesus did not run behind them people that left him. He let them go. And then he turned to the disciples that he had picked and asked them that they want to go. So, in other words, if you take it from Jesus, you are not going to just take any kind of mess off of people just to get along with them, because you're going to forever have to do it because people fake. Some of us change with the phase of the moon. And I keep telling you, you don't know, you don't have a monopoly on trouble. Everybody has trouble. You're not the only one. Don't get a bad attitude when it come your time. You can't do that because all of us have trouble. Come to everybody. I'm looking here as a super we're talking about what her and her husband got to do on this weekend. They're going to his brother's funeral. But they can't think that they're the only somebody that ever went to a funeral. We had 2 or 3 funerals here just this past week. Everybody got trouble. You ain't got a monopoly on trouble. Everybody got trouble. Everybody have trouble. And when we sit around and think that everything revolves around us. God did not create the universe around many men. No. But we do have to know how to act with certain people. And when people get to the point to where they want to start acting strange with you, and you can know when people change with you. You know that. You are not blind. Like I said, Ray Charles showed Stevie Wonder that. In other words, you ain't got to be real bright to see when people done change with you. Where at one time they were real talkative with you and they were speaking to you with a friendly with you and everything. Then all of a sudden, they don't even say nothing to you. Somebody don't put their mouth on you. You hear me? It's just like a child. I'm going to say this and then we're going to cut this Bible study off. It's just like a child. A child is a very transparent individual. If a child likes you, they like you. Let me say that again. If a child likes you, they like you, and it shows. And guess what? If they don't like you, that's going to show too. But now, you can mock, and I'm a witness. When children come around you and all of us, they just all up on you. They just hugging you. They all around your legs, and they just loving on you and everything. And all of a sudden, them children come around you, and then they stand off from you and look at you under their eye like that, and don't even want to come near you. Somebody done poisoned that child against you. Let me say that again, because a lot of people don't believe that. If a child is all up on you, loving you, hugging you, and they can't look like they can't get away from you, they crazy about you. And then the next time you see them children, they standing 15 feet away from you, looking up under you like this there, and don't want you to have nothing to do with them. They ain't going to say that to somebody. That child is snake bit. Somebody don't put their paws in that child, because the child is very truthful. What's in them will come out. And let me tell you something about us grown folks. What's in us will come out too. In other words, when you go to start treating me any kind of way, if they think that I'm going to take that, sister, brother, you are sadly mistaken. I don't go that route. Now, I'm not going to do anything to hurt your reputation. I will never go behind your back and try to talk about you to anybody. That's not my style. But many men will feed you out of a long-handled spoon. You don't have to worry about me. If you don't want to be bothered with many men, all you got to do is just act like it. Just act like it. And I, hear me good, I will give you what you want. Just like the old days said, give the people what they want. And this is what my great-grandmama and my grandmama raised me and told us, all those kids. Like I said, I had some comments on that from people that I grew up with, like Elaine. Y'all see her as Elaine Jordan. That's her married name now. We used to call her Princess. That's her nickname. And her brother, which we, Al Bond, if you go there and look down that list, you see they are the ones that come in because they know exactly what I'm talking about because we came from that same old school. We don't kiss butt. We were raised never to do that, and we do not do it to this day, and now we're up in our 50s and 60s. Matter of fact, I feel privileged to say that I'm 60, and I hope I get 60 more. But like I said, but we will never reach our potential if we keep worried about what people think about you. If you keep worried about what people think about you, most of the time you're going to think bad of yourself because most of the people are not going to ever give you a credit. Like I say, I got a book that I just wrote. Ain't too many people done said nothing about my book. No, they ain't said a word, but that's all right. I'm not worried about that. The book is still up on Amazon regardless if you say anything about it or not. It doesn't matter. I wrote the book not just for anybody to say anything about it. What you need to do is read it and learn something. Learn something from it. This is what we should be doing. Learning from each other. And like I said, when you see people that are going to start acting distant with you, acting a fool, and you know you haven't done anything to them, my brothers and sisters, tonight, many men give you permission. Feed them out that long-handled spoon. Don't go around and talk about them, but just feed them out that long-handled spoon. They will know what time it is because people rarely do anything without a reason. It's always a reason behind why they treat you. It may not be a good reason why they're not speaking to you, but it is a reason. Somewhere. Or either just them being jacked up all the way around. But it hurts you when you know and you give them certain people and that like I said, we all human and we can't put people up there where Jesus only needs to be. Because people will fail. All of us, we're human. We will fail each other, y'all. But it still hurts. And I can understand where Sister Louise Wilton was talking about the other day. When you got certain people that you feel that shouldn't do you or treat you that way, that you would never thought that they would do something like that to you. And when they do it, it cuts like a knife. It really hurts. So with that being said, y'all, I hope that I said something that's going to make a difference in y'all life. You cannot make people like you. You might as well just forget about that. And people will fail you and let you down because, look, me and you will let people down. I've let some people down. I've let a lot of people down that I hate to this day. I can go back, but I can't. I can't go back in time and straighten it out. What's done is done. You can't go back. But you can help what's happening from this day forward. So to anybody, and I'm saying in the last 10 seconds, if I've done anything to any of y'all, let me know. And I will try to make it right. But if I haven't done anything to you, God bless you. That's your problem. not mine. Minuteman still love you. Ain't got nothing against you, but I cannot make you like me. I can't make you converse with me. I can't make you like nothing I do on Facebook. I can't make you speak to me on Facebook. If you don't want to have anything else, do it on Minuteman. God bless you. God bless you is my prayer. And I thank y'all for coming tonight in the Bible study. And we thank Sister Jackie for reminding me of this Bible study on tonight, because God knows, Sister Jackie, if you had not said something to me tonight on Facebook and let me know, I would have forgotten all about this Sister study tonight. So with that being said, this is Minuteman. I'm going to go do this here. I'm going to close out this Bible study in the correct way. We're going to say, man, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule and abide with these people henceforth, now, forevermore. And everybody say amen. And thank y'all for coming. You take care of Sleep Tina. Tell Willie Joe we said, hey, y'all be safe on y'all trip to Florida. Talk to you later, Brother Minuteman. I mean, Brother Hammerman. And we will talk to y'all on the next broadcast. Good night.